This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. If you heard the top of the hour news, the statement was that New York could be the first state to ban the declawing of cats. The state of New York could be the very first state to ban declawing cats. Now, why is that important? Well, that's the very same place that it's very hard to get a gun in. So they're saying, is New York legislators are saying that, well, we think the cats should be able to protect themselves with their God-given claws. But y'all with want to protect yourself with guns, well, we don't think that's so good. Especially in New York City. Hypocrisy at its finest. What do you think, Rich?
Well, it's total hypocrisy when you see that sanctuary cities and gun-free zones have the highest amount of murder, the highest murder rate. So it's all politics. It's all, you know, all the wealthy and all these so-called celebrities who are wealthy enough to fly everywhere, they don't have to drive as much, or they have a driver, or they have tinted windows in their fancy cars, they have bodyguards who carry guns. You know, the again, hypocrisies and double standards don't apply to what they say. They're basically all liars. This is why we need practice what you preach laws. And by the way, right now, I was over the break, I was doing a little surfing on the internet, and Facebook has a naked protest. I don't know what's up with these naked protests. I've never seen so many naked protests over the last few years as I have recently. And I don't know what they're trying to prove, but yeah, we're living in crazy times, Vince. There's no doubt about it. And this is why the little people have to get together and stand for principle. We need to stand for truth. We need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And probably the most important thing is if somebody has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then we should get to do it also. And then that's when the people get together and say, okay, we need these laws not just for what group you're in, what skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation, but we need laws to apply to everybody. And we don't have that.
Well, I've noticed that not everybody is equal. I'm going to give you an example. So I was in our automotive shop yesterday, and I said to her, son, what's with this wrench, this 10-millimeter wrench? I don't recognize it. I've never seen it before. It was black, and it was a brand that we don't buy. We're not boycotting, it's just we've never bought this particular brand of wrench. And he said, I found it in the road. Okay. He said, I find every time I go out on my four-wheeler, I go down the road, I find all kinds of tools in the road. Okay. Well, maybe we should go out there more often. Well, the interesting thing is, people are so careless that wrenches fall out of their trucks. Now, how is that possible? How is it possible that we find wrenches and ratchets, all kinds of things, chains, I mean, the list is pretty long. We find these things in the road, on our dirt road. Why? Why are wrenches falling out of vehicles? Why are tools falling out of vehicles? Because people are careless. Not everybody is the same. So their stupidity is our gain. Now, is it my responsibility to go up and down the road looking for who dropped these wrenches? I'm not going to do it. If someone says to me, hey, did you see a wrench? Looks like this. I'll go, yeah. Is it yours? I mean, that's a strange example, but that's the kind of stuff that's happening. Nuts, bolts, screws, tools. How's that happen? Because of carelessness and stupidity. And that's the reason why we're going down. Because of our individual stupidity. Rich, please continue with your articles.
All right. Sounds good. All right. What we're doing today, folks, for those of you who didn't listen to the first hour, we're just doing a different protocol. And I put aside a few articles, saved them. Oh, it could be 2 days old, 2 weeks old. And to show you where we're going as a country, which is really unrecognizable for America. So the next group or clump of articles, I like that word, clump. Here's the first one for the second hour, and that is, Democrat who ran for Congress says she hates white people and hates America. Her name was, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, Sayra Rao, and it's spelled S-A-I-R-A-R-A-O-R-A-O is her last name. Next article in this clump is hate agents blacklist kept at Facebook, and that includes Candace Owens. Now, I know I stick up for Candace Owens a lot. She really deserves it. She doesn't need anybody to speak for her because she can destroy anybody in a debate, and she basically shredded Congress a couple months ago when she was there. But I do have to paraphrase some of the things that she says. First of all, what people, the left, the Democrats, the globals hate about Candace Owens is that she has two qualities that the left absolutely despises because they don't know how to deal with it, and that's courage and intelligence. And I'm going to paraphrase some of the things she says, but she started out being very humble, being very gracious, because she said how she was a lefty Democrat, and she fell for their propagandas, their lies, their tools of division. And she has made it very clear through her intelligence, where she decided to read and research up, that she is not going to be a victim because she's a woman. She is not going to be a victim because she's black. Same thing that millions of black and female Americans are stepping up to the podium and saying these days. Ben Carson, he came to Northwest Montana several years ago. He says, I hate political correctness. Right after that, I'm paraphrasing what he said, is when you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. So we can't lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and expect a real, authentic, credible, legitimate economy to thrive without rigged numbers and cooked books. It just can't happen. And of course, she has the guts and the courage to say the truth, to speak up, going back to Candace Owens now again, and say it like it is. And basically, that's what we're talking about today. And by the way, these articles, folks, I'm not making them up. These articles are in, they're published articles in the public domain. Next article, poll. Me Too movement has made more men fearing mentoring women. Now, the Kavanaugh effect has created a situation in America where different companies, even industries, are saying things like, I'm going to read some quotes from Wall Street, saying no more dinners with female colleagues, don't sit next to them on flights, don't book hotel rooms on If you do book hotel rooms, do it on different floors. Avoid one-on-one meetings. In fact, as a wealth advisor put it, just hiring women these days is an unknown risk. What if she takes something the wrong way? And I can go on and on. And this is despite countless females coming forward over the years with many, many rape hoaxes, which we've discussed on this show in detail. So this, as you can see, most of these things is under the category or subsets of political correctness. Political correctness is not just affirmative action and quotas, folks. Political correctness has thousands of subsets. And basically it's meant to distort, it's meant to sway public opinion, manufacture perception, pity, guilt, even manufacture ideology. And they use race, gender, sex, religion, sexual orientation, everything, and all to race bait and skin pigmentation bait, basically to insult, degrade, and disrespect the people. So there's more hate and more division. And this way the elite can make a cover for their scams when there's more people fighting against each other. This way they can clog up the news channels as well. Next article, Christian Gillibrand blames gender bias for the reason she's polling at zero. You know, again, this is a subset of political correctness. You know, when you start blaming, when your group asks, demands to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and then you say, well, I'm not competing, my work is suboptimal, I'm polling at zero, I can't do the job. It's, you're destroying your own country with mediocrity. Again, you turn a whole nation into the law of diminishing returns. You don't empower any nation or any group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And this is happening more and more on an everyday basis. I can't even go through the new media anymore without reading stories like this. It's totally divide and conquer. Because when you think about, folks, all these politically correct buzzwords that the elite use, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity. You know, you do what we say and all this will happen. It's the opposite that's happening. The middle class is being destroyed. The little guy can barely, never mind, they're not thinking about becoming wealthy. They're thinking about surviving. And this is what, these are all divide and conquer strategies. We have to be merit-based. We have to be based on certain standards for getting a job. And if everything is going to be based with a separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in, you know, one set of rules for the Democrats, one set of rules for the aristocracy, one set of rules for skin pigmentation, for sexual orientation, for gender, etc. We can't do that. We can't survive as a nation with these circumstances. We need to raise the bars of standards and criteria, not lower them. Vince, do you have any comments on this last?
Yeah, I do, but it's kind of a tangent. I do, but it's kind of a tangent. I've noticed recently, well, over the last several years, that I see things happening, and I try to give young people advice. I'm talking about, you know, 18 to 25 year olds. Try to give them advice, not family members, people outside the family, but friends of the family. And they get so annoyed that they won't come back to our house. Because I give them advice on things that they could do and make things better for themselves. They won't do it, and they don't want to hear any more of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. see how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, what I was saying is it dovetails with what you were saying about traveling with members of the opposite sex on business travel. Well, I found that when I gave advice to young people, now it's not even young people, it's pretty much everybody, they don't want to hear it. I know things that could make their situation better, and I tried in the past to tell them. But they don't want to hear it, and then they get annoyed with me. So now, I don't give advice. Because, why should I? Why should I get people annoyed with me that I'm trying to help? So I think the situation is bigger than what you're talking about. It's people take things the wrong way. People don't know how to communicate anymore. To prove that, all you have to do is look at any comment section of any broadcaster. Just look at the comment section. They're cryptic. They're unintelligible. They're bizarre. They come from real strange perspectives. And so, when you're trying to help people, and they can't even communicate, how easy is it for them to take it the wrong way? Very easy. And that's what they do. We are failing so fast, I just can't believe it. It's almost impossible to talk to people today because they're not smart enough to have a conversation. The millennials are lost. I don't think we can fix it for most of them. There are a few of them that get it, but not too many. If I were a millennial today, I would not appreciate it. How does a millennial find that ideal mate? How does that millennial find someone who thinks the way he does or she does? How does a millennial find anyone of the opposite sex who is not me first? Millennials believe that they deserve to be happy. They deserve things they haven't worked for. They think that's the way it should be. How would you find that ideal person in your life who has that attitude? I'm first. We're going to do it my way. All the time. Or it's the highway. Do it my way or take a hike. That's what the millennials are experiencing with each other. They can't have conversations. They text each other. They don't even call each other. They don't sit down and talk. They do things separately. Millennials who date don't even know each other. That's the road we're heading down. And what you said about travel, that's just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
Sorry, we just...
Did I lose you, Rich?
Yep, I got him right back.
Okay. Okay, Rich, we just lost you.
Yeah, I'm back now, Vince. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
before I got disconnected?
Yeah, please do.
Okay,
please do.
First of all, when you talk about advice, especially the young people, they need to realize that so many of them are proponents of socialism. Basically, that means no independence. That means that they're always going to be told what to do, what to say, what not to say, how to think, when, and who to do it with. Well, you know what? We really need legislation for a mentor-protege relationship where the older people can teach the younger people. And the reason why the millennials are angry, Vince, is because they went to school, they paid a fortune for school, they thought they were going to learn something, and the professors basically tell them that they need to be socially and politically indoctrinated, and all they really need to do is to scream and yell and chant and be violent and not use objective facts to sell the malarkey that they're being taught in schools. So when you go there and you spend all this money where 90% of the degrees are worthless, and you come out of school and you're not making good money because we've outsourced all of our companies and good jobs, they're angry. And I don't blame them in that context.
I agree with that. And it's our fault. It's the greed of the baby boomers who have destroyed the opportunities that the millennials could have had. We'll be right back.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's a negative force, not a positive force. If you look at what he said, he hurts the people of this great country.
President Trump speaking there of London's mayor during a news briefing with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. Sadiq Khan has been critical of the nation throwing out the red carpet to President Trump. The president says of Khan,
crime is up, a lot of problems, and I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom.
Trump also criticized Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the British Labour Party, who wants to become prime minister when May steps down. On the positive side of the ledger, Trump was thanking Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the efforts to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, and he says he thinks there's a good chance the two nations will put together a great post-Brexit trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, when I was about 12 years old, I lived in a neighborhood, and I built a go-kart. I took a 1x12 shelf board, 5 feet long, and a 3/4 horsepower Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine. And I bought some wheels, and I made a foot steering system where I'd literally steer with your feet, and a rope that kind of you'd hold on, but you'd literally steer to the left or right with your feet. And it was all made out of wood, except for the axles. And I fabricated a pulley from a washing machine to the wheels, and I didn't have a clutch, so I literally had to start this thing with the rear wheels raised off the ground, get the engine running, and then kind of rocket so that it would fall off the block, and off I go. And the brake was simply a drag, you know, a piece of oak that I'd pull up, and it would drag on the ground and slow it down. So if I wanted to stop, I'd have to shut the engine off. And one of the neighbors who lived down the road saw me. And I'd be riding this go-kart all over the neighborhood. It was absolutely, totally illegal. But, you know, back then the parents thought, you know, there's something to this, and the youngsters are learning to do things. And they never said, let's call the police. And we didn't have 911. And so it was great. Well, one of the neighbors worked for a company called Bendix. And he was a salesperson. But he lived way down the far end of the neighborhood. And he came over one day. And he said, I got a suggestion for you. I've been watching you having a tough time with the throttle on that thing, and you'd pull on this little piece of string, and you'd go faster or slower, and you'd have to reach around backward, steer while you're going forward. And he said, I think this might help you. So he handed me some tubing, nylon tubing, and some thin wires like guitar strings that could go through it. And he said, you can probably use this to fabricate something that might be a little better for your throttle. So I'd have a hand throttle that I wouldn't have to reach around to control the engine speed. Now, what I'm talking about is advice. I thought that was great. And I still remember the guy's name. His name was Paul Brown. And Paul Brown was a wonderful guy. I didn't see him all the time. He didn't come over all the time. He just saw me and he thought he could help. It was great advice. Now, he didn't tell me exactly how to do it. He just put me on the right path. Now, probably what I do today in our automotive shop at the farm probably has something to do with Paul Brown bringing a little handful of tubing and guitar string type wire. And that's advice. But the millennials don't seem to think of it like that. They get frosted and offended. It's nuts. You know, the reason I like advice is because I look up to people who know more than I do. And when they can show me a better way, I don't go, hey, you know, I'm not interested in a better way. I'm delighted and thankful. And I remember some of my great mentors and great teachers. And these are people who just volunteered information. Hey, Vinny, let me show you the way I do it. You might like the way I do it. Almost all the time, I liked the way they did it better than the way that I did it. Because their way was a little less hard. Their way worked a little bit better. Kind of like when you're using a drill. And someone says, you know what? Those drill bits will last a little longer. Actually, they'll last a lot longer if you put a little bit of oil on them. It cools the tip. And you don't burn out the drills when you're drilling through metal each time. You know, you drill, you burn up a drill bit. But if you put oil on them and you go slowly and you cool off the tips, they'll last years and years and years, maybe like 30 or 40 years, like mine have. How did I learn that? Somebody told me. So do I hate that guy for giving me good advice? Of course not. I remember that person dearly. But the millennials, too many of them, don't seem to think that advice and counsel is a good thing. They take offense at it. So, here we are. Here we are. So, do I volunteer to help millennials very much? Nah, not so much. Why? Because almost universally they get mad at me. Now, I'm not talking about our engineers. I really like our engineers at GCN and RBN. They seem to appreciate advice and counsel. Because they want to do better. They want to make their lives better every way they can. Not that they're bad, it's just that they want to improve. And that's what I want to do. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, I want to make it better. If I buy a printer, a laser printer, I'm okay with that. I pick the best one, the best value. But when it comes time for those toner cartridges to be replaced, I want to figure out a better way of doing it. Can I just buy some powder, some toner powder? Can I drill a hole in the case? Maybe drill a hole with a hot tool, you know, heat it up with a torch, poke a hole in it, pour the powder in it, put a piece of tape over it. Will that work? Hey, it works. It's a better way to do it rather than spending $79 for a toner cartridge. I appreciate advice and counsel. I really do. And the proof is when I talk to someone for the first time who listens to the broadcast, who's either a student or an instructor-to-be, I always ask the same question. What can we do to make it better? What can I do to make the broadcast better? I solicit advice. And that's something that's wrong with too many people. Not only don't they solicit advice and counsel, they don't want to hear it. Rich?
Well, too many people say they love technology and they love experiences. Well, I'm here to tell you right now that an app will not make your life better. It's going to make it work because of the imbalance between nature and technology. Now, if you want experiences and you want technology, my suggestion would be to look at buying some land and live off the grid. Because when you hear an interview and people say, why are you working? I'd say 50% of the time, the first sentence out of most people's mouth is, well, I have to put food on the table. Well, if you had some land and you lived off grid, you can actually go out and grow your own food. That's just one example. Now, a lot of these young people, they don't want to listen, but they're going to be forced to listen because they've been duped. They've been used. The left, the Democrats, are the true Nazis. They're the true Communist Socialist Party. They are the authoritarians. They are into tyranny, dictatorships, totalitarianism, fascism. Now, when you ask who wants to control the media and who hates citizen journalists, is it the left or the right? It's obviously the left. We've been duped. In other words, you've been used, you've been conned, you've been played. Okay, who wants to control the police and let Antifa go wild? Is it the left or the right? It's the left. Who wants no due process? Is it the left or the right? It's the left. Who wants government schools to control curriculum and not have parents have a say? Who's anti-homeschool? Is it the left or the right? It's the left. Who is a proponent of private property invasion by the police? Is it the left or the right? It's the left. Who's into strip searches and, like, some of the complaints from TSA? Is it the left or the right? It's the left. How about the courts, the lawyers and judges? Who sold out the people for so-called justice? It's the left. Who's a proponent of voter fraud? Election fraud. People voting twice. Dead people voting. People voting across borders. Letting illegal immigrants vote. Is it the left or the right? It's the left. So for you young people or anybody who's voting for the so-called Democrats, if you are not convinced that they are not only have been hijacked by the globalist party, you're not going to have your say. So everything that Vince is saying, that you're angry because somebody cares about you and wants to mentor you and give you a little advice to make your life a little better, a little easier, a little more rewarding, maybe a little more adventurous, maybe a little more exciting. Well, the direction that we're going, folks, towards socialism, with all these fake and rigged numbers where work doesn't even have any appreciation, dignity, or value anymore, because you get a job based on what group you're in lieu of hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, the direction that we're going is if you hate people telling you things, if you hate people telling you what to do, if you hate people sharing information with you and trying to care about you, you are really going to hate your life because we're getting to the point where freedom, liberty, and everything to do with America, traditions, heritage, and culture has been sold out to the highest bidder. And you're not going to have a say. Vince, I know we're getting short on time. If it's okay with you, I'll hit up a few more articles. And I'm just going to do a double batch here real quick, just and then feel free to comment after that because of time constraints. Next article, loophole in California allows citizens to vote twice. There you go. Maxine Waters paid her daughter $50,000 from campaign funds. New Strzok Page email shows FBI leadership, including FBI top lawyer James Baker, rushed to turn over FBI email investigation documents to Hillary Clinton just before the election. Next article. College kicked out of an athletic conference for winning too much. Next article. Not just Ukraine. Biden has a serious China problem because of the Hunter, his son, exposes a $1 billion deal. Next article. Biden's Second Amendment does not say you're entitled to own a gun. Now, this is a semantic thing. I have the pocket constitution right in front of me. The short answer to Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of a people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So what they're doing is they're attacking language, they're making politically correct buzzwords, they're changing definitions, they're basically doing professional wordsmithing with redefining semantics, and that's the gimmicks behind what the left is doing. Not the right, the left. Now, are there rhinos on the right who have been bought and paid for and who sold out, who might be blackmailed from because they've laundered money or pedophilia or done some crime? Absolutely, there's rhinos on the right. But this is what little people needs to stand up and stand for principle and speak up. Next article. Obama orchestrated the Clinton email cover-up. Next article. Spying began months before the FISA warrants. Next article. FBI uncovers Islamic terror training camp in Alabama. Folks, I'm not making up any of these articles. They just don't get discussed on the mainstream media because they don't hold the narrative. Vince?
Yeah, we'll be right back with Rich Sheehan, Off-Grid Montana. OffGridMontana.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, a couple quick comments. You mentioned homeschooling. We have homeschooled all of our children. And here's the quote. If you love your children, homeschool them. Get them out of the public training camp because they will become dumber by the second. You can quote me on that. I really believe that's true. Because they'll learn all kinds of things. Our daughter went to the university at age 14. She was the youngest student to attend the university. She was a non-matriculated student, meaning she just took classes because they wouldn't allow her entrance. So she took class after class after class, and pretty soon they said, we can't let you take any more classes, and she kept taking classes. Pretty soon, next thing you know, she was receiving her degree before she had a high school diploma, and they made her go take her GED so she could have her GED in order to graduate the university level. Yeah. So she studied for one day and passed the GED. She was way prepared for the GED. That was real simple. So if you love your children, get them out of the public training camp and homeschool them. Second comment, I seek advice all the time. All the time. And what I do is I will go to the Internet. Let's say I want to build something. I will go to the Internet and I'll look at images. How did other people attempt to solve what I'm attempting to solve? What did they do? What was their design? Think of it like, okay, I'm trying to build a solar array. I already built it. But when I was trying to build it, I thought, I drew up my own designs, paper and pencil. And I thought, let me see what other people have done. I looked at their designs. I didn't like them I didn't like them very much. So I took the best designs I could find and I improved on them. And I bought all the equipment to do it ourselves. So I engineered it based on the best designs I could find, and I improved on them by far. And you can too. So what I'm saying is, I seek advice all the time. But sometimes the advice is not verbal. Sometimes it's not in person. Sometimes it's just going to a YouTube video, how did they do it? Or looking at images, how did they do it? So I am always seeking advice, and I'm not embarrassed to seek advice. Because whatever I'm trying to do, somebody probably has tried to do it before. So why let all that effort go to waste? Now, they may not have done it to my standards or the optimal solution for me, but they've done something. So that's my take on advice, counsel, and homeschooling. Back to you, Rich Heben.
Well, Vince, I think everybody can learn something from anyone. And everybody has niches. Everybody has skill sets. Everybody has interests and hobbies. And I ask questions as often as I get asked questions. I have friends who are very, very poor. And I have friends who are millionaires. And everybody has different tidbits of information that we could all glean. Now, you mentioned that basically government schools make you dumber versus homeschooling, and that's obviously the case. But the scariest part about the government school system is that today's youth are being cultivated and groomed to be followers and not thinkers. And this is why we always say on USAPrepares.com that you need to read up and research up and speak up, hopefully in that order. And this way you can see the distortions, the distractions, and you can mostly see how you've been force-fed a Marxist, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, Communist Manifesto sandwich. And if you even read some major excerpts from these publications, you will see how they are making the populace drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And group identity politics, austerity, whatever you want to call it, it sets the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth from the little people to the wealthy, and basically creates a loss of individual rights. So for those of you, especially the millennials, who don't like to be told what to do and what to say and how to think, you just keep voting for socialism, and you're not going to have any freedom, any liberty, any individualism. You'll have no life. And when you look at some of the aristocracy and you read into their plans of action, like John D. Rockefeller, he says competition is sin. Basically, no competition means that you can't use hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications to better your life. And that's where we're heading.
Rich, you said something really, really important. We're grooming children in the public training camp to be followers. Here's the proof. Raise your hand if you want to say something. Or what happens? The children say, can I go to the bathroom? My question is, I don't know, can you? Can you go to the bathroom? You mean, may I go? Of course you may. And get there soon. Rich Heben, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, man.
Bye-bye.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.